In business tonight, Chinese telecom giant Huawei wants to hold talks with the Biden administration separately from Beijing. It hopes to resolve the U.S. export ban on the company, as well as the detention of its chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou. Huawei is seeking relief to its supply chains. It wants Washington to allow U.S. suppliers to continue selling to the company. Now, under the Trump administration, Huawei has had a rough few years. Several trade restrictions were imposed, including being added to the entity list. That's on grounds that it's a threat to U.S. national security. The U.S. export ban has put a strain on Huawei's smartphone business and also forced the firm to develop its own operating system. Well, Simon Marks joins us from Washington, D.C. Simon, the Biden administration has said that it would review the Trump-era policy that blacklisted Huawei. Now, are those talks likely to happen?
Look, I think that what we're going to hear from the Trump, from the Biden administration is that that review of Trump administration politics, if you'll pardon the pun, trumps everything else with regards to the U.S. relationship with China and therefore the U.S. relationship with Huawei. There's no question that this is a clever move by Huawei to try and drive a wedge between President Biden and the policies that he inherited from his predecessor. Huawei essentially saying, we can help here. We can be part of the solution to the supply chain crisis, for example, that President Biden has been talking about extensively just over the last few days. But
in business tonight, Chinese telecom giant Huawei wants to hold talks with the Biden administration separately from Beijing. It hopes to resolve the U.S. export ban on the company, as well as the detention of its chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou. Huawei is seeking relief to its supply chains. It wants Washington to allow U.S. suppliers to continue selling to the company. Now, under the Trump administration, Huawei has had a rough few years. Several trade restrictions were imposed, including being added to the entity list. That's on grounds that it's a threat to U.S. national security. The U.S. export ban has put a strain on Huawei's smartphone business and also forced the firm to develop its own operating system. Well, Simon Marks joins us from Washington, D.C. Simon, the Biden administration has said that it would review the Trump-era policy that blacklisted Huawei. Now, are those talks likely to happen?
Look, I think that what we're going to hear from the Trump, from the Biden administration is that that review of Trump administration politics, if you'll pardon the pun, trumps everything else with regards to the U.S. relationship with China and therefore the U.S. relationship with Huawei. There's no question that this is a clever move by Huawei to try and drive a wedge between President Biden and the policies that he inherited from his predecessor. Huawei essentially saying, we can help here. We can be part of the solution to the supply chain crisis, for example, that President Biden has been talking about extensively just over the last few days. But given that Huawei is on that entities list as a result of action taken by the Trump administration, even if the Biden White House wanted to develop deeper ties with the company, and that's far from evident, but even if it wanted to, there would be all sorts of legal hoops that the Biden administration would have to go through before it could embrace any opportunity to build a closer relationship with Huawei. And remember, on Capitol Hill, there is deep skepticism among not just Republicans, but some Democrats as well, about the role that Huawei plays in China's broader security apparatus. And so I don't think that we're going to be hearing from the Biden administration anything other than caution and a need to focus on that review of U.S.-China policy in regard to this offer from the company.
All right. Thank you, Simon Marks from Washington, D.C.